Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
How much you gonna pay?
And his partner, Feather Tap Ender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Season 2 of Wrestling Daft. We're back after a break and it's time for the second season, episode 1 of season 2. My name's Rab Florence. Grado is in the room. How you doing, Grado?
Hello. What you saying to... What's
that? Is that, man?
I'm getting all excited here. I've got a breakfast wrap.
John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Rab. Thanks.
And it's great to be back talking about the wrestling. We have so much to talk about. We've got so much to cover. We've been missing for a wee while, and there's just a lot of stuff to catch up on as the new wrestling season kicks into full force. The season is about to start. So what have we been watching, guys? Obviously, Grado, you know, you've done your thing at Wembley with AEW. Unbelievable.
I've still got my t-shirt on.
I am all elite.
Did you get a free t-shirt and everything?
Well, I stole it.
All right, okay.
I stole it, but I mean, it's a redneck t-shirt, man, because you know, see the back, it says, I was there. In big white writing, Wembley, I was there.
You did it. You were there, mate. You were there. You were working with Big Show. You never worked with Big Show before, have you?
No, he DM'd me.
When?
Well, I DM'd him first. I said, thanks very much for giving me the rub in Wembley and all that kind of thing. And he went, you got a better, he wrote back, I'm imagining this is the way he speaks, but he went, you got a bigger pop than me, kid. And then he told me some story about Macho Man. I can't remember how Macho Man said something. I can't wait to see how the mama get it.
Well, what I would suggest when you make a new friend who's direct.
You're right, mate.
Don't share their direct messages on a podcast. That would be my takeaway. You know, I think if you've learned anything from that experience, is that don't share too much.
You're right, mate. You're right.
Right. So come on. So have you had an opportunity yet to talk about your experience?
Aye, mate. We spoke about it. I was in fucking. Where was I? I was in Stornoway. You were doing your sitcom, me and John Bledder for about half an hour, so you missed it.
But I want to know more about CM Punk than I want to know about you. because I don't know. Did you get any vibes backstage?
Well, I said hello to him. He was in the training room when I was there. And I says, how you doing?
What was he doing?
Rolling about the flare.
He was rolling about the flare, greeting?
No. Then mad exercises, we like, see one of the things that you put in your back and you roll back in front of it. It's like shaped like a big hair curler.
Aye.
Like one of them, he was just rolling back and forth with that, and then this week's horns look.
Kind of stretching his cell and all that, getting stretched and getting... Aye. So would this have been before the incident with Jungle Boy?
Aye, it would have been, aye. Mm-hmm. I missed it. But do you know what? Do you know what I couldn't get out? Like how massive it was made on the internet when it really wasn't like back. Do you know what I mean? Like it wasn't like a big deal. Do you know what I mean?
You mean there wasn't a vibe backstage that something really bad had happened?
Aye, like do you know that way I couldn't get out like, in the days after it. Like that's all the talk was. I was like, wow, that's crazy because it was literally just like, oh, you'd heard, oh, there was a scuffle. It got all and that was it. Like, oh fuck, no, was it really? And then it wasn't a big deal. It was like, all right, fair dues.
It's not like everybody was talking about it.
Aye, like
how often does this kind of thing happen, Grado? Like you've been backstage at many a wrestling show, right? How often does this happen? Where there's a bit of scuffle, a bit of trouble backstage.
No, often, man. I mean, I think it's very, very seldom. I mean, you get arguments and you get fucking and you see folk in each other's faces and stuff like that, but never ever saw it in that. I don't think I ever have saw that physical altercation, if I'm being honest. I've seen close to it. TNA, there was loads of times, man, right, folk getting into each other's face, where were you there, and fuck's sake, that was a lot of shit, you blew that spot, but it was always just kind of like calmed down. It never really kind of ended up in fisticuffs, as much as I'm sitting there going, whoa. Wow, man, punches him.
Yeah, I mean. So what have we been watching wrestling-wise?
Mate, did you see Ric Flair on Kill Tony?
No.
Oh, my God, it's the best, right?
What's Kill Tony?
Oh, mate. It's the best. Kill Tony, right, mate, it's amazing. I've only discovered it in the last month and all, right? But it's one of the biggest shows on YouTube, right?
Right.
It's basically this comedian, Tony Hinchcliffe. He's always the guy that's on the podcast with Joe Rogan whenever Joe Rogan gets a wrestler on, because he knows about wrestling. He's always there to kind of like hod Rogan's on.
Right, right.
He does this thing every Monday night on YouTube in a nightclub in America. And he brings out like another two famous comics, your Ari Shaffirs, Shane Gillis, Ken, all that kind of mob, the kind of Rogan mob, right?
Aye, aye, aye.
Stand-ups have got 60 seconds, right? So what happens is there's a big hat, and all these stand-ups get their names put in a bag. When your name gets pulled, you go up on the stage and you've got 60 seconds to impress. 60 seconds of uninterrupted stand-up, right?
Right.
9 times out of 10, they're always fucking rotten. And that's why it's brilliant, right? It's like, remember the X Factor back in the day, the best things were the shite auditions. Remember it was funny, right? It's like the stand-up, it just is the funniest thing ever, of course. So these comics get tore into the stand-ups, and it's quite...
I found the footage, some footage here, Grady, on YouTube Shorts. Do you want to play some of this? I've got
you should.
Ric Flair gets roasted on Kill Tony. Ric Flair walks off of Kill Tony. There's a lot of Ric Flair walking off here.
Aye. So what happened was, Ric Flair's up on the stage, right, and he's right at the start, man, he's trying to be funny and all this, right, he's like, I'm funny, but then these comics come on and they're a bit over the top, that Ari Shaffir, and Ric Flair just kind of cope with it, right, but then when the stand-ups start coming on, right, and they're rotten, and the professional comedians start ripping into them, Ric Flair gives it, oh, I'm not getting involved in this, I'm not being nasty to folk, and they're like, no, Ric, it's fine, this is a concept of the show, and he's like, no, I can't be nasty to folk.
We'll check some of this. So we've got Ric Flair gets roasted on Kill Tony. We'll
what's up?
Let's try this one. This is
funny. Son Abbott's hilarious.
Fall asleep.
No, he's on his phone.
Okay.
He's like fun Joe Biden.
He's scrolling.
He doesn't like that.
That's that. So
watch about where he walks off, man.
Just
maybe
a little
that,
bit where he walks off.
He comes off. That's why.
This is why I'm leaving after I say this.
No.
I have more respect for people that take their time to support any youthful athletic event. My son was a great amateur wrestler. He died of a heroin overdose in 2013. I don't hear that. I'm over that. But anybody that could take time away from their life to support kids and make them better, because I can tell you right now, from personal experience, and because I believe it in my heart.
Something clean sound music.
Hi.
You ever had Asian pussy?
I guess that's funny.
What are the ages of the people that you're coaching, guy?
It's high school age, so ninth grade.
Ric, don't leave. Are you really leaving, Ric? Don't do it.
Oh, no.
Thank you for all the respect.
We lost Ric Flair, everybody.
You know, that's that kind of vibe. Ric just didn't... There was a disconnect. Do you know what I mean? Like, these comics are up there, and it's all insult comedians, isn't it? But what was a bit, like, you know, you could argue was a bit, well, you definitely could say it was a bit, of course, once he leaves, all these comics start bringing up the stuff about his boy and all that, right, and it's, because he's no one to stay, but you know what these comedians are like?
Yeah.
They're ruthless, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been kind of watching.
You get yourself prepped for any corporates you do with.
Crofty, for those of you who don't know, if any of you are going to the Home Improvement Awards, me and Crofty are scheduled to be presenting an awards ceremony of the night, and I'm a bit kind of out of the camp because it's not my bag, bruh. That ain't my vibe.
If anyone
well, listen,
can,
see if you want to hire me and Grado for a corporate, if you like, if your company is having a Christmas awards or like whatever, give me and Grado a shout. We'll come out.
We'll fuck with it. We'll fuck with it.
At least a grand each, though. Fucking least. Right? That's the bottom line, and we'll probably knock you back at that. But you'll have the best fucking night of your life. We'll roast your boss. As in slaggins, no fucking like spit roasting your boss. We're both married men, but we'll roast your boss. We'll come out swinging punches and all that and everything. Grado will get his tadger out.
Aye, I'll get my tadger out. But I might do a spread. Might bring a spread as well. Vol-au-vents, wings, some chutneys, various assortments of cheeses.
Yum, delicious. We'll have ate all of them in the moat on the way there, though. Anyway, will we see what the punters have been saying?
Aye, man.
James.
We'll be getting heat, man. I'm sure the last show that we've done, people were going, this show's just not the same anyway. And all that.
Yeah, because you know why? Because they want to hear their own fucking input. That's why all they're listening for is to see, oh, I hope they say something about that picture I sent into the podcast. I hope they see something about that photograph. Right. So speaking of that, here's James asking if Shawn Michaels is turning into Vincent Scott MD, character I play in a sitcom called The Scots, coming in November or something. And it's just a picture of a Shawn Michaels figure. But I suppose he maybe looks a wee bit like a bald guy with a beard, which is, I suppose, what I look like.
You could say he looks like Crofty as well. You could say he looks like...
Look at the fucking figure's face, though, man. The figure's head is bad, isn't it? Look at it.
But why have they released that sort of Shawn Michaels figure? Because has he ever even actually wrestled with a bald head?
Let me tell you something. Shawn Michaels, and I'm now telling you this as a wee bit of personal... I'm referring to some personal knowledge that I've got. Shawn Michaels is a sweetheart, isn't it? It's true what they say about, you know, he was a bit of a bad boy in his youth, but these days, an angel from heaven above. Our friend Billy Gaddy has pointed us in the direction of when World of Sport tried doing backstage promos.
Oh, no.
Grado, is anybody in your Christmas panto died yet? You need me to fill in, no?
No, as of yet. Oh, this is a World of Sport. Thank fuck for it. Was a
Let me know if that old guy dies. And I'll jump in.
Here we go.
Task Force 3 are here today to destroy Big Daddy once and for all. Make no mistake.
Rubbish. Let's tell them what we're going to do to these monkeys today.
We're going to send the Ayatollah and his army back to the desert. Easy! Easy!
That's really good, isn't it?
Oh my! Rubbish!
That's really, really good. Do you know what I think? Can you play that again?
I can't do it.
Do you know how this wee guy in the middle and the Big Daddy promo bit reminds you a wee bit of that pedo that got caught by... Do you remember the pedo they caught and he was... Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Well, what one? There's been a few.
Pause it a minute.
Is it the one going, oh no! Oh no!
Yeah, that guy. That one.
Oh no! I lost my job!
Was that the wolf pack that caught him, was it?
No, that was the other one. It was the Degeneration X that caught this one.
That's right, so hold on.
So let's see, he reminds me.
Let's tell them what we're going to do to these monkeys today.
This guy here, in the middle.
Yeah, he reminds me of that. Just his expressions and stuff.
And look at him looking at Big Shilly for assurance, like, keep playing it.
Today,
we're going to send the Ayatollah and his army back to the desert. Easy!
Did you see his wee fucking glance to the left there as well to see when he should start chanting easy?
And I just love how that was definitely one take. Old daddy would have been like, fuck it.
He's not doing that twice. Yeah. That was beautiful. Thanks, Billy. Scott says something for the podcast here.
Rubbish.
Hold on.
You're all right, Big Daddy. You tell him what we're going to do to him, eh, Big Daddy, eh? Okay. Rubbish.
We'll send them back to the desert.
We'll see you at the Winter Gardens, Blackpool, and we'll be sending the Ayatollah back home to Preston.
Right, can you see that?
British Bulldog wins a battle royal at the Royal Albert Hall. Bully's in there with Typhoon.
Oh my word, great
I do not remember this at all, by the way.
What's happening here?
Earthquake and Typhoon are in.
So Scott, the run in here, I do not remember. That's a terrible
travesty of all his people. What run in?
There's a run in. Well, when I say a run in, that's what Scott's pointed us in the direction of. By the way, big John Tenta, eh?
Hey, do you know that John Tenta used to post with UKFF?
Aye, I remember that.
Aye.
He's only about 14 here. That's what they always say about John Tenta, isn't it?
See, when John Tenta was Earthquake, he was only 12. It's Typhoon still alive.
I care,
John. Oh, who's coming? Who is it?
Holy fuck.
Here he is. I do not remember this at all.
Andre the Giant. What did you say, Guido?
Trevor Manning.
Somebody's anti-gene is coming in. Andre the Giant looking like fucking Davey Boy Smith's anti-gene. He's Barton shot his fucking brown slacks.
I'm not even joking, you're saying anti-gene. He legit looks like Matty Francis Thomas. I'm not joking.
Andre can't even get in the ring at this point, can he?
No.
What year was this? It started with 21. 91, it's UK Rampage, isn't it? It was UK Rampage. 14. The homeboy
comes home, the winner, British Bulldog Davey Boy. Both dead now. Three of the five guys we saw there are dead.
And who was the referee? Because it could have been, was it Davey?
Was it Hebner? Hebner,
passed away as well, remember?
Alright, so. Four dead people here. Look at that beauty. Look at Albert Hall, by the way, for wrestling. It's beautiful.
Probably many folk in the crowd as well. Badly passed as well. Yeah.
What Jesus? Royal
Samovar. I would hate to win a fucking trophy at the wrestling. See, as far as I'm concerned, with the exception of the trophy that Noam carries in NXT, I would love to win that one because that means something, right? But see, You just know you're no the man if you're standing there celebrating a win holding a fucking trophy. Do you know what I mean?
That was kind of like Dunhang back in the day in British wrestling because they couldn't afford belts. You know what I mean? Just going out to the trophy centre and buy one for 25 knicker.
It's brutal, man. It's fucking brutal. Right, okay. Congrats, Grado, by the way, says Scott, on Wembley and your recent marriage. Hold on, let me just read this next bit. Congrats, Grado, on Wembley and your recent marriage. We are the people, big man. No Grado, no wrestling, it says, or the best. Now, I would like to challenge that assertion. No Grado, no wrestling.
We are the people, big man. Come on, fuck. Right after Bulldogs using that Rangers song as his entrance music,
you should. Have you never thought of putting together a real good big Protestant faction?
Is that what Jason Reed does in ICW anyway?
Adam's a Catholic. Adam's a Catholic.
Yeah, Adam's a good Tim.
He's a good Catholic boy. He was an altar boy.
Mm. Adam's a Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Here, Ross has pointed us in the direction of Vince McMahon wannabe. Here's Vince McMahon walking to the golf course like he's about to fire somebody, right? What is this?
This is brilliant. No chance! No chance at all!
Right, just so people know, this is just an old guy walking down the road. Somebody's filmed, right? But he is walking like Vince McMahon. His hands are swinging. That's a fucking sin.
John, I love how you've got an automatic response to folk that DM Wrestling Daft. Thanks for contacting us. We've received your message and appreciate your getting in touch.
I think that's just the default one. People get that off me on Facebook as well. I think it's just a default reply.
I should have just that.
Anyway, if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling-related stuff, get us on the Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, or email us at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. By the way, incidentally, I think that's me off Twitter now.
Oh, you sacked it?
Yeah, I've not been on it in like... I left it like about 8 days ago.
So...
I've not went back, so...
Why is it just because I'm out of like...
It's just a lot of fucking same things I'm looking at all the time. It's just people all arguing about the same stuff.
Aye,
it's just people fucking arguing. And
it's horrible, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, so it's just a.
It's like, I mean, I don't know about you, but like, as soon as I go in, like, the first thing I get recommended is like somebody getting shot in a fucking petrol station.
I know that as well.
You know what I mean? Like, it's that, like,
that, it never used to be like that, did it?
It's that says more about you, what you're searching for, than anything else.
John, you're wrong, because out of nowhere, I started getting offered. Here's a guy getting knocked down by a truck. Here's a guy out of nowhere. Seriously.
Do you know what I looked at? You follow the account Morbid Knowledge?
Aye, I do actually.
Oh, you'd love that, Grado.
No, but John, but here's the deal. I don't even need to follow it because I get it every day anyway. And it's stuff like this was the last photo before this. You know, I think the last one I saw was like a singer up on the stage and he was getting handed a note. And it was the note had basically said, you're getting shot after you come off the stage. And I think the guy did, aye.
I've seen that video. Jesus Christ. I've seen that video. And you know, so it's the guy who looks at a note, he gets handed a note and he's on the stage and he opens it and he looks in it. Right, and then you just see his face, he's just like, oh, fuck me.
Aye.
And then he gets on with it, you know what I mean? You're going to see Grado pulling that expression a few times a night on the stage with Crofty, I tell you.
Oh, wow, this is the best.
Right, Patreon. There's more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You're going to get...
the story of Grado.
You're going to get... Listen.
Watch alongs.
Let's do this fucking live show, John. You're supposed to be arranging a live show for us. You're supposed to arrange a karaoke night.
It's hard enough arranging this fucking podcast, let alone a live show.
Why is that, John? Because you get fucking promoted to the boss of Radio Clyde. Is why it's hard.
You two have been filming, like, you've been doing the Scots for the last couple months. Grado's been right around fucking Scotland for the last month and doing Two Doors Down as well.
My plan is to try and retire within the next year.
Right. Me and all, by the way, I fancy getting up show business.
Mate, oh, seriously, man. Grado, why don't we just fucking move into the corporate world? Day corporates, man, we'll never fucking work again.
Either the corporate world, right, or, again, mate, I was watching fucking Justin Fletcher live. He was at some sort of Craig Tara, man.
Are you suggesting you'd become the next Mr. Tumble, Grado? Is this what you're gearing towards?
My Wayne generally thinks that I'm Mr. Tumble. No, seriously, Perry watches and goes, Daddy, want to watch Daddy, want to watch Daddy. And then when Mr. Tumble comes up, she claps her horn and all that, Daddy.
Can you do that thing Mr. Tumble does, though, where he goes, that one.
Hello! Hi, everybody!
Welcome to Something Special! Hold on. Hello, everybody. People are going to be like that. Oh, fuck, it's back. Wrestling Daft back. Hello, everyone. What's inside Mr. Tumble's spotty bag?
Well, that's good, mate.
That's good.
Right. You get the Patreon. Anyway. Listen, see if... And
I read something about see Mr. Tumble. You know who he's always...
Mad cokehead.
John. You'll regret saying that because he's very litigious, Mr. Tumble.
Okay, I'll cut
it. He's got a team of very powerful lawyers. He got a super injunction.
You know, it's funny because I've been working with somebody and I was like, who's the folk that you've worked with before? And one of them he listed off is Mr. Tumble. And the story he told me about him, I was like, oh, man. Wasn't it nice?
But, mate, I don't believe it, though, because people always say this about kids' entertainers. People always say, I hate Swains, by the way. That kid's hates Swains, that one. So he does. No, I don't believe it.
I know what you mean.
There's no way that guy hates Swains.
What was I going to say about? I don't know. I was going to say, I read about Mr. Tumble once. I'm sure it was like a Reddit thread that, you know, he signs languages, everything.
Yeah.
Apparently, he makes it up on the fly.
He doesn't know.
No, seriously. Somebody tell me that, I read it on some sort of article that apparently. He phones it in and half the shit that he's signing isn't the right sign language.
Leaning into the wee guy going, go there, flappy bird, right? Just go with it.
Isn't that funny, but like he probably, Jinky, like, has somebody there to help him out on set, but then he just, like, kind of fuck it out there.
He just pushes him out of the way. He needs that wee guy helping him, you know what I mean?
Rubbish! Come on, Mr. Tumble!
Do it again! Come on, after three.
So listen, and I want to say something about this Patreon, right? See all these fucking people that are coming on the internet and going, another episode, no episode this week either. Fucking get your horns in your pockets. I know yous are out there fucking plumbers and fucking joiners.
Carpenters. Workers.
Yous are making a fucking fortune.
Aye.
I had a guy around giving me a quote the other day and I thought to myself, this is the kind of bastard that fucking does wrestling, listens to wrestling daft. He's fucking loaded. I'm in the wrong game. So if you're wanting to hear the show, get your horn in your fucking pocket and we can turn down what we can do the show. Stop your fucking greeting. Serious hang I get for nothing. Snowing this week. Serious hang I get for nothing. Snowing this week. Fucking get a grip of yourself, you fucking asshole. No wonder your wife left you.
Aye. Well, I'll tell you one thing, but all the folk that you've mentioned, the scaffolders when they put a fucking money in their pocket because they fucking never turn up.
Fucking this Horry's Home Improvement gags to her tonight are fucking good. They're going well.
That's a belt of patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Every week we like to separate the Sid Vicious for the Sid Justice. Is this one we've done? It definitely is, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
No, as we bury and put over stuff for the wrestling. Right, what have we been watching, boys? Come on, let me hear you. Right, so obviously the big story. Jade Cargill has departed AEW and has now signed a multi-year contract. And I'm thinking big money, boys.
Why?
With the WWE. How are we feeling about that?
To be honest with you, I've not seen it. Was she on AEW as late as like last week, wasn't she? Did she just
But I think she just came on to kind of put some door on the way out.
She had to drop the belt, didn't she?
So the only thing I remember about Jade Cargill is she was getting a lot of flack during lockdown, but I mean that was right at the start of her career. But I would imagine she looks brilliant.
She was getting flack of who? Fucking Cornette was the only one that was getting off like that. Genius. When everybody else in the world was looking at her going, this lass, he's a star, written all over her. Fucking idiot, once again, is on the wrong fucking bus.
By the way, John, did we get fucked off Acast or anything like that? Are we owed any money off these?
No, we're all right. We're on a different platform. We're all right.
That was a joke, mate.
what did Acast do?
Sure, have you not read the guy that does all the... So he works for all the big podcasts and he gets adverts for them.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically not been paying Cornette, he's not been paying Theo Vaughn, and like, it's been
I've heard Thing me moaning about a wee bit yet, Kevin Nash and...
Aye, Sean Oliver.
Aye.
What do you make a big Nash always burying my man?
But always burying big Eli Drake, big Eli Knight?
Aye.
I just enjoy it, man. It's just banter, isn't it?
But do you think there's something, do you think there's more to it? Do you think it's got a big enough audience that could work in terms of like Nash turning up at the Rumble? Or...
Oh, that would be tasty. That's a great shout, Grado. I love that.
Be brilliant. Do you think it's got that much?
I think you're onto something there.
The minute I thought there's something interesting here about this was the minute LA Knight made a reference to fucking Kevin Nash's promo on the show.
I thought, you know, that's not just a wee kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, but also it's like with that shit last week about him saying he's on the phone to Triple H and stuff. I just think there's maybe more to it. I know he was only making a joke, but that would be. Because, I mean, remember he done it with Punk in 2011 and there was, like, no backstory to it at all? I don't know, that was so random that he...
No, he just came in, didn't he?
Aye.
Oh, that'd be good. Because
he's always... I still love that podcast, by the way, Kevin Nash's podcast.
Mate, it's a great podcast to, like, fall asleep to, if you know what I mean. Like, it's just nice and relaxing. Like, there's something ASMR about it, do you know what I mean? The way just, like, Kevin... You can just hear his fucking... He's fucking boredomness, like, just screams... Do you know what I mean? No, he's boredomness, but... Just how
he's just his laid back vibe is good stuff. So Acast, we've been getting our Acast money all right, John.
We've been getting it, we're all right, and we've been
all 20 quid of it. It's been fine, it's been absolutely fine. What about the releases though? Over the last kind of week or so.
If AEW don't pick up Rick Boogs immediately, they're after fucking Heed.
What, Rick Boogs is so fuck. He's got such a fucking good look. I mean, what about Ziggler? I mean, Ziggler's Hall of Fame. I mean, Ziggler is a Hall of Famer, right? Going to be a Hall of Famer.
I'm surprised that he doesn't have some kind of role as like a trainer or you know what I mean, like some a guy with that experience.
Yeah.
Aye.
Crofty's pulled out the awards.
You're joking.
Guys, oh, no. I'm back. Live update.
Guys, I'm back in bed at home. Gina is more happy to step up. Maybe no put this. I don't think anybody would hear this. What do we see? Guys, I'm back in bed at home. Gina is more than happy to step up. Michelle was letting Warren know. Mate. Rob, what you doing?
This is my moment. This is my special moment for you. Come on, Rob. This is the golden opportunity.
No, I'm unfortunately busy tonight, or I would.
What are you doing in your spare time, Rob?
I genuinely spend quite a lot of time with my wife.
You're a good friend, but you're very mysterious.
I'm just a quiet guy who lives a quiet.
He was doing Biscuity Boyle last week. How did the Biscuity Boyle show go, Rab?
Good man. All the Glasgow dates are done. I'm now deciding whether to tour or not.
I think you should, and I think you should go to like really dodgy pubs right across Scotland.
Cool, thanks, John.
Do you walk about your house in your bare feet and all that, Rab?
No, I get up in the morning and I put fucking shoes on, and they don't come off until I go to bed at night. I don't dare that. Do you see people cutting about in their socks and bare feet and all that? No, it's not funny.
You're a bit germaphobe.
Yes.
I'm not germaphobe. I just like having my feet covered. Right. So the releases. Ziggler, Boogs.
Elias.
I mean, what's going on there? Talented boy.
He was so hot. He was so fucking over.
Ezekiel's story was great. I love that Ezekiel stuff. So what? I don't get it.
I know. Shelton Benjamin, another Hall of Famer potential. Well,
I can understand that, though. I mean, he's like a guy towards the end of his career, isn't he?
Aye. I loved him. And then Emma brought out, and then she's out again.
She's been fucked about her, hasn't she, really?
She really has. I love
Dave. Is that Emma, the Australian lassie?
Aye. Yeah.
Aye.
But was she not re-signed like in the last year?
Aye.
Jesus. So I didn't know these. I thought it was only like Dolph and Rick Boogs.
No, Dana Brooke. I thought she had real potential. Loved Dana Brooke as well. Fucking loved her.
It was Rick Boogs and Elias were the two for me that I was kind of like, fuck me, man.
Not Dolph.
Dolph, he kind of like, it's like Zack Ryder in it. It's that kind of vibe in it. It's like they've been there for that long. But...
He'll do a turn on the indies, eh? Dolph will make up.
Oh, Dolph's going to make good money.
He would have made his money as well, by the way.
I wouldn't be surprised if he just chucks it.
Does he know they stand up sometimes as well?
He does. Yeah, I think he has other things going on, and I wouldn't be surprised if he just chucks it. You know what I mean? And does think how much money he'll have banked after all these years?
I mean, how many years, man? That's like back all the way back to the Spirit Squad. We're talking nearly 20 years. Do you know what I mean? On the payroll. You know what I mean?
He would have done well with merch. I think it was like 19. He would almost hit 20. I think. But it was nice John Cena put out a tweet about him and all that, you know what I mean?
I saw that.
Like, the respectful amount of matches he's had.
So what's the crack with Cena? Is Cena back wrestling?
He's back, eh?
Is this because of this...
Why The Rock's back as well, you know? The Rock turned up on SmackDown like...
Well, here I've got a good joke, hold on, because John went like that there, The Rock's, that's why The Rock's come back to SmackDown. Wait, hear this. The Rock has come back! What do you think?
The Home Improvement Awards?
No, that's it. Because John went, hold on, let me explain it again. So John went like that. Oh, that's why The Rock's came back to SmackDown. And then I had the idea to do this, right?
Oh.
The Rock has come back. Know what I mean?
You do that one more time.
Do you want me to explain it as well? Do you want me to do the explanation?
Is it because he always says, finally, The Rock has come back? And then
John said, so The Rock's came back to SmackDown, right?
Aye.
And so I had the idea, after he said that, to go. Go. One sec. To go, The Rock has come back!
I like it. Say again.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of John Cena, I was fucking listening to yesterday. No end of day with this, right? In fact, I was listening to it, and my wife comes in, and I'm like, do you know that song? Right? Right? I says, do you know that song? And she went, no. It was a hip-hop song. It was pretty, and let me tell you something. It's a fucking good one, I know. And I says to her, no, you don't know it, you don't know it. She says, no, who is it? Like, I don't think I know that one. I said, it's Keep Frontin' by John Cena and the Trademark. And I was listening to that album yesterday, you know, the fucking... You Can't See Me album with John Cena and the Trademark.
What are you really?
It stones up that album, by the way. Like I'm mad into my hip hop, right? Right. And I remember when that album came out, there was people, real hardcore hip hop fans own hip hop websites going, this is fucking way better than it's got any right to be, this album.
By the way, it's a great album. Alice,
keep fronting Bad Bad Man and all that.
The one
Bad Bad Man
is
her tune.
I like
that again.
There's a woman in it. You know, it's just another day in the hood. Mate, there's great songs on that album. I used to listen to it, mate. I'm no joking. John Cena album. You Can't See Me. I'm sure it was number 8 on it. Do we see?
Number 8 is Keep Fronting.
Well, maybe that's the one I'm thinking about then. What does that go like again?
Right now, I want to teach all you MCs out there.
Yeah.
That's not it. Let me play through my hang, Rab, because I'm going to go.
Keep front. Keep front.
Amazing, man.
There is a song that I love.
We interviewed that release. We got offered through the record company to interview John Cena, right? And we never had any intention of playing any of the songs off of it because we were on Beat 106 at the time. We wouldn't have got away with it. But we took the interview anyway just so we could speak to John Cena. So we did a phone interview with John Cena that just for our own personal... We interviewed Ric Flair, no?
Do you know what I think the song was, Rab?
What?
Summer Flings, I think. Wait to hear.
Summer Flings.
I think this is
just another day in the life, yo. Did always trying to.
Are you playing it?
I can hear it.
He's playing it. What a racket! Keep running. Summer Flings. Just
another day in the hood. It's a great album, man. I got it signed.
Signed by Cena.
I met the student in the queue in HMV to get it signed.
Did you?
Aye.
HMV, where? In Glasgow?
Aye, Argyle Street. He done an album signing.
Cena did a signing in Glasgow?
Yeah, he done an album signing, aye. I got that and I got Mania 20 signed. I think I've still got it.
Keep fronting. Right. What other wrestling news has there been? Adam Cole is injured. Or is he?
Oh, he's injured. That's not a work.
Or is he? Who was wearing the devil mask on Dynamite?
Oh, there's a thing.
Or was it Edge who was wearing the devil mask on Dynamite?
Ooh. Do you think?
What do you think of a story, Grado, of Edge maybe going to AEW?
Is that the chat?
That's the chat, brother.
That would be really interesting because there's always, see, the ones that always interest you are the ones where you go, you've never saw the wrestler own another thing apart from WWE. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the Big Show
and Mark Henry. Well, Big Show kind of like, it's sort of like, you know, you saw him in WCW and all that. That's not. But when you see somebody like Edge, who's never, you know, Christian's been away, TNA, you've got Punk, you could argue, went away.
Edge is 100% a WWF guy.
That's why, like, it was also, what was Jericho's first thing he done on New Japan show, wasn't it? And that was so interesting to see, even though he was like ECW, WCW. It's just that kind of.
But I think as well, it's like, you know, you get all these people talking about it and they're going, Edge is a WWE. Edge would never go to AEW. You see people saying, fucking Edge's pal, man. Christian will be on the phone to him going, let's have a fucking buzz, man. It'll be a buzz. Get over here.
And I reckon, and you always hear these stories that, they go, oh, I spoke to Vince and all that, and Vince is like, well, good luck. And do you know what I mean?
Vince seems to be quite easy ozy with this sort of thing. It's business. He's a business guy. He's like, if you're getting more money over there, for fucking on you go. Do you think he'll wrestle under Adam Copeland? He must, do you think?
Probably.
Yeah, he's not going to have a TNA name in AEW, is he? Corner.
I think his name should be Cope.
Cope, oh, aye.
Cope is pretty cool, isn't it?
Aye, Cope's all right.
You're never gonna cope. When I get my hands on you, big boy, ain't gonna cope.
What would the TNA name be for Edge, Grado?
Corner. Fuck's sake, man, it would be, wouldn't it? Rim. It would be. Here comes Rim.
I'm going to rim you, brother.
Then it could be, they could call the spear the rim shot.
Oh, mate. That's fucking good, by the way, John.
What?
This promotion's worked wonders for you, mate, by the way.
Yeah, rim shot.
The rim shot. If we call him Rim.
Parameter Jones.
Parameter Jones is pretty good.
Are you on like some sort of make a wrestler name website here?
I've went into thesaurus.
What about Edgehog? What about Sonic the Edgehog?
The Edgehog. Would you get away with that?
What, Sonic the Edgehog?
Would you get away? No, you wouldn't get away with Sonic the Edgehog, would you? Still use the word edge.
Oh, maybe not.
Edger. What about Edger? Would
you get away with that? Good.
Edger would be quite good, though. Here comes the Edger.
The Edger.
Edged. Just add R and D or edges.
What about wedgie?
Wedgie.
Wedgies people.
Yeah.
You're gonna get wedged, baby.
Wedge.
Right, so that Edge doesn't even talk like that. But I would love to see Edge. It's annoyed me how AEW, and there's no doubt here, has definitely heated up since Wembley. It was cold as fuck. It was fucking ice cold before Wembley, and now it's heating up again. Because even the Sammy Guevara stuff with Jericho is good fun as well. And it's just fucking, what's going on there? You know what I mean? What's going on with Tony Khan? What were your impressions of Tony Khan, Grado?
I tell you what, you know who was a lovely guy?
Who?
Your man, Sammy Guevara.
Oh, listen. A wee sweetheart, that boy.
Brandy, how you doing? Pleasure to meet you, all that. You know, some folk that will just like, oh, pleasure to finally meet you, all that kind of carry on.
Who else was lovely?
Rabso heard the Sting chat.
Aye, man. Sting, mate, Sting was doing Scottish accents to me.
You're joking, was he?
Aye. He was like, you know that way, like, you kind of, so we're all running about the ring and, like, so there's like folk that I've known online that I've never ever met before. Like, so like Justin Roberts, like he's like, "Hey, great to finally meet you," and you know that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that. Sting came up to me and went, Scottish. He came up and he went, Garage. He went, "Hey, you Scott," he's going, I played at the garage. And then he's like, "Give me enough time, I can do a good accent." And I was like, "Well, can you say it's your cell?" And he was going, "It's your cell."
That's amazing, man. What a guy, man.
He was so lovely, man.
Listen, let me tell you something. I was watching Sting last night. I was watching Bash at the Beach last night, the Outsiders versus Luger, Sting, and Macho Man last night, Bash at the Beach. So I thought it's been a while since I've watched this whole match through. The fucking, you know, just the pops that Sting was getting and all that. And just seeing him in there doing it. And I'm going, he's still fucking gone. He's still doing it.
I know. He's still gone. Just a lovely, lovely gentleman.
It blows me away. Anytime I watch Bash at the Beach, it always blows me away. Two things I'll say. One thing I love is the commentators giving it things like, we can't allow this to happen. What are we going to do if they win? No, what are we going to do? What happens to Nitro? What? You know what I mean? It's like these two guys winning is going to somehow completely destroy the company and all that, and them suggesting, you know, Tony saying things like, normally you don't want to see people injured in matches, but I make an exception this time. He's like really wanting it. It's beautiful stuff.
Aye.
But then when Hogan comes out, it always blows me away when Bobby Heenan goes, "But whose side is he on?" He shouts. And I'm like, shut up, Bobby.
Why are you getting away?
But shut up. But whose side is he on? Shut up, Bobby.
Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
When was the last time you watched Old Bobby, John?
Old Bobby? I was hearing that commentary.
No, Bobby Davro. Bobby Davro in the stocks. When was the last time you watched it?
I can't remember the last time I've seen Bobby Davro.
Right, watch it now.
You've seen it, though. You've seen it, though, John, Bobby Davro in the stocks. Oh, Bobby!
No, I've not seen it. I remember.
Fuck off, John. You must have. We must have shown you.
Saturday Night Telly, Bobby Davro. I remember the Bobby Davro show.
Look for Google, get your own YouTube and look for Bobby Davro safety. Oh, Bobby.
Lionel Richie.
Accident. Lionel Richie. Oh! Lionel Blair.
Lionel Blair, sorry.
Bobby Davro accident
Is that...
Hey, we still searching
and
for
the
that.
Stocks... Oh, on right. Oh, Christ. Oh, yeah. This was... This gets shown at fucking health and safety. When you do a health and safety course in media, this is one of the things. That and the Ulrika Johnson when she gets set on fire. You seen that one?
Wasn't it fucking Ulrika Johnson? It was Anthea Turner. What are you guys like? I'm fucking lying. Thank God I'm back on the show. Fuck me. What have you been saying for the past...
Right. Somebody also tell me that, you know, you're talking about health and safety when they do sexual harassment videos.
Right, here we go, here's little Bobby, but he's going to stop.
He's not did at all. He's not did day.
His trousers are done, he's going to attack.
Oh, fucking bum!
Bobby!
The Slino Blair gone.
Stop everything! Stop everything!
Work at last minute, good idea. Purchased by prop buyer, assembled incorrectly. Pillory should have been designed as part of the overall production set. That's straight from a fucking, say, health and safety video. Bobby Davro almost kills him.
What I was going to say was any sexual harassment training, apparently instead of showing Willie's, they show a map of Campbelltown.
What?
Well, have you ever saw Campbelltown on the map?
I've never...
Willie, how Willie?
Does Campbelltown look like a willy?
Campbelltown, put it up. Campbelltown on the map. And instead of using willies, they use that.
Campbelltown.
Oh my God, it does look like a willy.
Campbelltown looks like a willy.
Aye.
Hold
it
on.
It does look like a willy.
Like on Google Maps.
Yeah, or just well, not me, everywhere. Don't you see Google Maps, mate? For the sky, for planes everywhere, mate. Can it be adjusted?
Campbelltown looks like...
I've got a question to ask you, Grado. What's Stuarton like to live in?
Mate, do you know who used to live in Stuarton?
Who?
Gregor Fisher.
Oh, really?
And he used to sign this lovely, lovely house. Stephen A. Smith stays there. He plays as a Hearts manager. Stephen Robinson, the St Mirren manager, stays there. It's a quiet wee place. So
I love Stuarton. My pal used to stay down there and had a couple of nights out. It was really nice.
Who was your pal?
Pal Heather.
Heather who?
A female pal.
Aye, I used to work beside
her. Your wife know about this?
Heather Garrett.
Heather Garrett?
Aye. Heather Garrett?
No way, man. Heather Garrett?
You don't know
her. She's in radio, know that?
What?
She's in radio, know that?
Aye.
She's got Uncle Jeff. Jeff Garrett.
I don't know about her Uncle Jeff. Shut up, Jado.
Do you know who Heather Garrett? Do you know who Sinead Garrett is?
Do Sinead Garrett?
Sinead Garrett is the lassie who wrote "Man in the Mirror"
for Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
She's got no followers on Instagram. Sinead Garrett, look her up.
Michael Jackson wiki. Oh no, Michael Jackson man mirror. Hold on, let me check. Yeah, Sinead Garrett, or maybe Heather Garrett. Hold on, let me check. Man in the Mirror is a song written by, no, Seda Garrett. Her name is Seda Garrett.
Right. She's staying strong.
I'm talking with the man
in the mirror.
You know, when Michael Jackson died, that was a surprising song that went. You know how everyone went and bought the Michael Jackson songs after he died? That was a surprising that got to number one, wasn't it? Out of all the Michael Jackson songs, that was the one that got to number one.
The night that Michael Jackson died, I was in Magaluf, and it honestly made the holiday.
Because he just played Michael Jackson songs.
Aye, and it was just, the next day we were all out in boats, dancing to Michael Jackson songs and all that. It was just really...
I love Michael Jackson, by the way.
Money, ain't gonna touch your money.
What's your favourite Michael Jackson song, Rab?
You gotta be... I like the one with elephants and all that.
Elf song?
My favourite Michael Jackson is one he sung when he was a wee guy, actually, and it's called I Wanna Be Where You Are, and it's fucking beautiful. I wanna be where you are.
Say what you want,
but don't leave. Although, what did he do? What did he fucking do? Is there anything more wrestling than this? Here's a fucking wrestling story for you, right? Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson fucking team up to do a song together, right? Yeah, they do business together, right? Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. While they're doing that business together, right? Paul McCartney says, you know, I need to be buying all the masters of the old Beatles stuff because these fucking record companies are stiffing us, so I need to buy the masters. And Michael Jackson hears that fucking idea and goes and buys all the Beatles masters. Is there anything more wrestling than that? Anything more of a fucking heel move than what
Michael Jackson
did?
Heel turn Jacko had, eh?
What a fucking bastard. I'm going to steal
all of Paul McCartney's ideas.
Is Jackson still on the beat? Has that been sorted yet?
No, I think he got them. I think McCartney.
McCartney buy them, get them back off the estate, didn't he?
Aye, once McCartney hired that doctor to pump all that mad milk.
The mad milk.
Has anybody ever tried to inject themselves with milk? Just milk, out the co-op.
Wiseman Dairies.
It's fucking magic, man.
Do you remember the lollies that were just like frozen milk?
Mini milks. What did you call them, John?
Milk is a chocolate, isn't it? Do you know what I was thinking about? Remember the other day, I don't know where you get them, jam mallows. Do you remember a jam mallow? It was like
That's a fucking Falkirk thing, if I've ever
No. It was like
I remember them.
Like a biscuit that had three wee marshmallows, like six marshmallows on it. And it had the jam down the middle of it. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy a packet of four. It costs a tenner. I'm tempted.
What? A tenner?
Aye.
Right, let's see what the punters are saying about Barry and put over. We've still not fucking done this bit. Paddy is putting over that the three of you will be there. You're right, and I hope you're enjoying it, Paddy. Well, this is what it's like when the three of the boys are back in the room. It's been bloody chaos.
Mm.
Denvo is putting over the wrestling in general. Best it's been in a long time. All in. Sammy and KO versus Judgment Day at Payback. Big Drew's hint towards a heel turn. Dragon Lee, Viper back on the telly. And once they bury CM Punk for being a first-class dafty. And once they bury Seth and Shinsuke's feud, he's no feeling it. JR wants to put over Al Snow, the OVW, in one of the best Netflix documentaries I've seen in years. Grado, have you watched Wrestlers?
I'm on episode 7. I've loved it.
I've not watched it yet. Is it good, Grado?
I've loved it. You know who's been enjoying it? You and Cameron. He's been watching it.
I see.
See, when I watched it, Grado, see when me and Jen watched the first episode, and I says to Jen, I says, Grado's more slapped him.
That's so funny, man. That's why I was doing that with Stephanie. See, we thought that come up. I was doing all that, that's my habit. I was a tag team with him, so I was, and that's Pictacular. I rest with him, and she was like, shut up, I get it. You fucking
have you worked with Pictacular?
I was a tag team with Shearer.
And
we wrestled in we were the opener at Slammiversary 2016, and Dave Meltzer rated it. I did match.
But listen, here's something, right? Meltzer might have rated that a dud, right?
Mm.
And what did Meltzer rate your match with Abyss?
That was a dud as well.
Right. So let's talk about that one. He rated that a dud. But he's never gave 5 stars to any Kurt Angle match. Right?
Oh, mate, it makes me feel a lot better about myself.
So that means he's marking everything down by at least one. So that means your dud is actually 1 star. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Here's the math.
Do you know what I didn't like? But in the first episode, when Shearer's delivering Uber Eats and all that, and they filmed him asking for a tip.
Ugh.
And what about old James Storm and all? They're sitting burying him, man. He's like, I mean, $600 to bring in James Storm. I mean, he's not going to sell 60 tickets. I was
Scorion! Listen. JR also wants to bury Haley J's boyfriend because he's a junkie wank. He says, no, that's your opinion, no mine.
But how many episodes have you watched, Rob?
I've only watched one, so I don't want any spoilers.
Mate, he's not a nice guy, that fella.
Right, I don't want any spoilers. Kev wants to put over Otis versus Bronson Reed and Dominic Mysterio versus Dragon Lee on Raw. I just want to say, by the way, Dominic Mysterio is just going for strength to strength.
Strength to strength.
This boy's going to be a major player.
Otis versus Bronson Reed. I fucking love that. Didn't he get matches like that these days? Do you two big fat boys going at it as good?
Two big fat boys going.
let me tell you something. Otis is special. Otis is a special puff. They've got something special there. Aye. They really have. Vince recognised it, I think. And it's about time. That whole thing, by the way, the fucking Alpha Academy, Oirim. Come on, let's get him all a big kiss.
John, can we not put in the video that I saw you going sha la 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 with the Falkirk fans?
Right, whatever that is, I want to see it.
We won't see that. I've had to put
come
my
on, John.
Shit
get
in
on, get on.
Oh, I was really drunk last week, and I went out with my pal. I end up in with the ultras and making an arse of myself. Would you like to see that?
I 100% want to see
that video, Grado.
I can't remember who it was.
Someone sent you it.
Aye, somebody sent me it.
Hold on.
It was one of my mates. Is that no John?
Yes, it was John. Oh, here we go. This is me at the Falkirk game. Right, so
Steven, he's fucking
I was that was that I started drinking last Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, right? And my friend who's got a bit of cash, he had hired a driver, right, to take us all around Fife, and the kickoff was at 5:30. So we started at Edinburgh at 10 o'clock in the morning, had a couple of Bloody Marys, and then went in this car, this Mercedes, all around Fife. And it ended up at the game.
That's the most glamorous thing I've ever heard.
And I almost got thrown out at half time.
Is that why you were wearing fucking that leather bad boy getting all leather jacket looked out for going round about Fife?
Someone said Danny Zuko wants her jacket back, John. And then I almost got lifted at half time. I was just walking to get a coffee.
Wow.
I was walking to get a coffee and two rock steady came out of nowhere and said, right, sir, you're going out. And I said, what have I done? I've done nothing wrong. I'm just going for a coffee. I might have been staggering a wee bit, but nothing beyond that. And then some guy who listened to the podcast, thank you very much, Callum, who I don't know if he listens to this one.
This is so funny. Thank you, Callum, for saving me.
Callum came out of nowhere and said, all right, it's all right, mate. It's all right. He's with me. We'll get him back on the bus, all right. And then I ran away and into the crowds before they could get me. So thanks, Callum.
I ran away into the crowd before they could get me.
So that was last Saturday. So thank you again to Callum, who is a legend.
Where the fuck did you
were also that? The last time I saw you that steaming was a halfway through the Wrestling Daft live show.
He was just sitting in the chair. He fucking absolutely
he was all stressed out about how it was going to go and all that, and then halfway through he was like, Marty wants to put over the gang being back together because we're the three best friends that anyone can have.
Oh, that's nice.
And Barry Tony can for shiting it, and no blasting like a prayer for Grado at Wembley. Always next year, though. And also need to put over Bullet Club Gold. Some matches they've been having lately in a class entrance to go with, but that gangbang gang part needs to go. Bronze Cello wants to put over The Rock, Jade Cargill, and the roster announced so far for the UK Impact Tour. Yeah. That's a good roster, isn't it, Grado?
Aye.
Do you know who you're going to be working around?
Hey, one question at a time.
Sorry.
You know who you're going to be working around?
No, I don't know yet. What was your question, John?
Can you get us on the guest list?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
Are they doing Glasgow?
Aye, they're doing O2 Academy.
Oh, nice.
Maybe get you in media, John, if you might get an interview for Super Scoreboard.
All right, I could do wrestling. I could go along and do wrestling. Me and Rab could go down as Wrestling Daft correspondents.
Rab will love that.
I'll do that. I'll go down as Wrestling Daft correspondent and interview people.
See, the fucking Impact roster can fucking apply to come and meet me. Andy wants to put her WWE signing Jade Cargill. Her interview is exactly why WWE will always be miles ahead of AEW and wants to bury how shite Rangers are. Are they shite, the new Rangers? They're red rotten,
aren't they, John?
They were better the other night.
Knee harm to the guy,
and I mean this sincerely, knee harm to the guy. But see, when I see that guy, I think to myself, he doesn't look like a Rangers manager, that guy. He doesn't look like he's got the...
Because his shirt tail's always hanging out and all that.
His shirt tail's always hanging out, is it?
Well, it's not always, but...
No, I just...
Oh, does he wear brown brogues, though, Grado?
I don't think he does. I think that's too...
I just don't know that he carries the kind of gravitas or the kind of... I just don't know, man.
Do you think he looks more like somebody that you would come across in Carphone Warehouse or something like that? Weekend? I mean, what?
I mean, your words.
Try to get you to take out on our contract.
Your words, no mine, mate. Your words, no mine. Know what I mean? Roche Boy wants to put over Chris Jack for putting together the daft sheet and all the fun I've had being a part of it. And listen, big shout out to the daft sheet, by the way, for filling the gap while we've been having our rocky wee period of getting together. They've been.
Funnily enough, TNA contacted me and went, are these people legit? They say they know you.
Oh, just Chris been reaching out using the.
I went, no, they are. I goes, they're legit.
Aye, well done. Put them over.
And Roger Boy wants to bury all the toxicity spewing out of wrestling fans like the Wisney 80 grand at Wembley. 80 grand. Sorry, I accidentally just said what grade will get paid there for it. The Wisney 80,000 at Wembley. Jade leaving for WWE is a death knell for AEW. Triple H only releases the wrestlers doesn't like. Get in the fucking bin, he says. The Wrestling God wants to put on Nakamura's promos recently. Cracking. It's mental they never used subtitles and done this years ago with him. And wants to bury the Cody promos. He just sounds like a pretentious dick and is overly sarcastic. Ali has got nae buries, just put overs. Jack Morris won in the GHC Tag Team Championship with Anthony Green. And also got to see some of the wrestling at a Comic Con. First time since the pandemic. Doesn't he say anything about it? He just says he saw it.
That's amazing for Jack Morris, by the way. I didn't know that. He's damn brilliant, man. That's Noah, isn't it? GHC, that's Noah.
Aye. Jamie wants to put all the Hollywood writers strike, allowing Cena and Rock back and having Batista hanging about like the lonely kid wanting to join in. And also wants to put all Grayson Waller's respect for Nigel McGuinness. and Jamie wants to bury Vince's Tash. Cody and Jay, Uso's loving, and Impact reminded me I love Velvet Sky. Let me tell you something, right? So I saw a clip of the beautiful people, right? Velvet Sky and Thingme.
Aye.
They were coming in to the ring, and I saw a clip online, and I looked at it, and I thought it was an old clip. And it wasn't. It was
fair. They look great.
And they look the fucking same.
They look brilliant, didn't they?
If no better.
Brilliant. Great folk, man.
Are they nice?
Lovely, man. They were lovely. They were all lovely.
How did you meet them? Did you meet them when you were?
They were just Velvet Sky's born the same day as me.
Was this when you were working at TNA?
Aye, she's me. I'm sure she's good at with Billy Ray, ain't she?
I knew she was going out with Billy Ray, but I don't know if she still is.
Velvet Sky was the other one. Angelina Love.
Yes.
Aye, man. Angelina's they're great. Angelina was in TNA and all that. I'm sure I was in six man's wheel. Well, six multi-mans, multi-women, whatever. Six, intergender. Christ.
Multi-women. You know Meltzer rated grade was a multi-women match. I did. So, do we have anybody on for winner wages?
Right, well, here we go. Would you like to go for Karate Warrior 2, who we know, for our friend from Down Under, or do we want to go for Kenny?
Is Karate Warrior 2 Dan? For New Zealand?
No, that's a different. They're two different people.
Oh, I want to see Karate Warrior, because he was tweeting me.
Karate Warrior was in the last, he was in the Running Rumble. Remember, he started talking about estate agencies and all that sort of stuff and prices of my houses in Sydney.
Do you remember that, Rob?
I don't remember anything.
Anyway, he says, I promise no miserable real estate talk, or we can have Kennedy Nagasaki, who is on Twitter. One of those two have both said they'll do it. Who would you like
to we don't want to decide, John. You're going to have to decide, because it makes us feel bad if we pick favourites.
Why don't then I send out a message to
no,
both
No, toss a coin. Toss a coin.
I'll send... Well, let's send a message.
Surely the Oz deserves, because he'll be wanting his bed.
Well, what, I don't know, what time is it over there just now?
It's about 12:30, is it not 12 hours in front?
Well, listen, who messaged first?
Kennedy Nagasaki.
Right, well, it's going to be him then. He was in
first. Well, let's message both of them and see who comes in first.
Right, okay, aye.
Right. I'll message Kennedy Nagasaki, who's got a lot of...
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
What is that song, John? What is that Falkirk song?
Oh,
go,
can't
get you. Well, that wasn't it, but Grado's singing... Amarillo, which is
right. No, I want you to sing for us.
I'm not singing Amarillo. I'm singing Falkirk FC.
We want to learn that. We want to learn that Falkirk song. So sing it for us.
Oh dear.
Come on, hurry up. We want to learn that.
Come on,
right.
Sing it.
I'm messaging Kennedy Nagasaki.
I'm messaging Kennedy
Nagasaki. Do we see for us to hear you singing that song? Do we need to hire a fucking driver? Sing the song,
right? And Karate Warrior 2, we'll message him and we'll see who comes in
just
first.
Like me?
Or we could do both of them.
It's funny just hear him talking.
You know something, brother? I want to hear you sing that Falkirk song, brother.
Oh, there we go. Right?
Did he get married in the weekend?
Who did he get married? Oh, good on him, man.
Who got married?
Hogan.
I hope before he went to the honeymoon suite, he didn't have too big a fucking dinner. I'll tell you. How are you reference for it?
You know what I mean?
You watch my sex tape, brother. Let me tell you something, brother.
Right, here we
There's
go.
There's a smell coming after you, brother.
Right, who's going to come in?
That reference is not.
Ja-la-la-la-la, the Falkirk, brother. You know, I hear all the little Falkirk maniacs singing their song about Ja-la-la. I'm right on the big producer, John McAnally, driving around Fife in a car, brother.
In a leather jacket,
brother, with his nice leather jacket on, brother. Looks like Danny Zuko, brother, but let me tell you something, brother.
Mate, to Rob, have you seen that where he's talking about how he can smell death half a win?
Oh, I did see that.
Hogan!
Mate, you don't saw that?
No.
You know, I could smell death. Yeah. I could smell death off the kids. You know, the mother and father, they were Hulkamaniacs. You're like, mate, what? He's talking about this wee boy dying and he's going to get in there with the fucking mother and father by panels for him.
Oh, jeez. Right, here come. Oh, I think we're going to get our Australian friend.
Don, sing that fucking Sha-la-la song.
I'm not singing the Sha-la-la.
Well, look, if we win the quiz, you've got to sing Sha-la-la-la-la. And if Karate Warrior wins, then you don't need to sing it, right?
Right. But no, I'm not singing it.
Come on, John, you need to fucking sing it.
I'm not saying.
See if you don't sing this, we're quitting the podcast today.
If you sing it, Grado, sing the sash.
Sing that for you anyway.
I will not. You don't sing those sort of songs, Grado. There we go. We're just waiting now to see who, if he's going to jump on.
So this will be our last action of the day. So let's, we can almost, you know, just start winding down. It's been great to be back.
Put a bow on things, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's been lovely to be back. It's been nice to banter with you all. It's great to see. Who filmed that video? Are you steaming, John?
My friend Al.
Good on, good old Al.
Yeah.
So he filmed you steaming, and then he abandoned you, so you nearly get flung out by security.
Well, I kind of went abandoned myself because I went and went for a wander to get a coffee. I thought I need a coffee. I lost my scarf as well. Lost my scarf. Went back to Edinburgh and then Al couldn't handle it and he had one pint and he had to go outside the pub and be sick and then came back in.
Fucking hell, man.
And I ended up getting the train back to Falkirk from Edinburgh and stumbled down the road, got a kebab, fell asleep on the couch, woke up on Sunday morning at 6:30 and there was a kebab sitting next to me. Never ate.
Oh, man, that's a right old school fit by the out, man. I love that.
Good old school. Here we go. It's Karate Warrior 2 that's dived in and his real name's Dominic. There you are.
Grado, see if you were to hire a driver to drive you around somewhere, where would it be?
What the heck? Wait, can it be anywhere?
Anywhere in the world.
Maybe London to find out where all, like, see, I remember one time Jamie Quinn took me all the places where the grinder killer killed folk.
Brilliant. You hired a car to go around murder sites. Amazing.
Something like that. Do you know what I mean? That kind of idea, like where famous serial killers, like, because he took me to the church, he took me to the flat where one of the bodies were found outside, that kind of.
You know something, brother? I want to go where the grinder killer did his murders, brother.
Hit the road, Jack!
Here he is, Karate Warrior 2!
How you doing, Karate Warrior, brother?
How you doing? I was turning into Macho Man there.
Oh, yeah!
It's not bad.
How you doing? Are you ready for a quiz?
I'll see if my battery lasts long enough, yeah.
Right, well, let's get started. If your battery's low, let's get started. Would you like me or Grado to ask you the questions?
Give me Grado.
Beautiful, right? On you go, Grado.
Have I to ask the questions?
Yes.
Oh, do I know who answers them?
Did I say answer?
No, this is how the game works. You get 60 seconds on the clock. You've got to answer 10 questions.
Do you know what a quiz is, first of all? Do you know what a quiz is, Grado?
Aye, but you said ask them, so if I asked, I don't get it.
You have to ask the questions,
you have to ask the questions.
Right, and then you, and who's to answer them?
Cry Warrior 2, joking. This is how the joking. Game works. It's been, I know it's been a long time, but this is how the game works.
Oh, so
it's
do we know? A couple of weeks. Do we not play them?
No, you don't. Right, so to remind you of how the game works, there's 10 questions. If Karate Warrior 2...
Don't bother fucking reminding him. Right, the guy's battery's low. The guy's battery's low,
right,
John.
Okay, well, he wins the money. Oh, yeah. He wins the cash if he gets all 10 right in 60 seconds. It's as simple as right, that.
Here we go.
No chance. We'll go.
Let's go. Right, we ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Natalya is the daughter of which wrestler?
Jim Neidhart.
What does AEW stand for?
All Elite Wrestling.
Skip Sheffield changed his name to what after leaving the Nexus?
Ryback.
Who is the current holder of the North American Championship?
Dominic Mysterio.
The American Dragon is the nickname of which wrestler?
Brian Danielson.
We're not getting paid this week, are we? Money Inc. was made up of which two wrestlers?
Money Inc. Oh, man. Pass.
Who took part in two matches at WrestleMania 10?
Bret Hart.
How many wrestlers start in the G1?
30.
And what year did SummerSlam take place at Wembley?
92.
And what night of the week does AEW Rampage get broadcast in the States?
Day!
Friday.
Oh, just outside the timer as well.
Oh, he had us in the first half. I'm not fucking kidding, man. Oh, jeez.
it's that name.
So was that seven then, John?
It was just outside the buzzer. It would have been an eight if the Friday had just come inside the buzzer. But Money Inc. was IRS and Million Dollar Man.
Oh, and I literally watched like Superstars for the first time about last week, and I was like, oh, so they did the money gimmick before Bobby Roode did, and I'm like, oh man,
yeah,
everything gets rehashed.
Yep, and it was 28 wrestlers that start the G1.
So you were very close as well, but that I would say that was a great performance by.
I wouldn't have got that G1 question.
No,
it's almost like 100 wrestlers in it. It goes for like 6 weeks. How did they even? They ended up with so many injuries 1 year. It was ridiculous.
Hmm. Well, where did you have your dinner in Australia the night?
We went down to the local club and we had, I had a hot dog actually. One hot dog. Yeah, it looks like I have a few more than one, but one with
Not at all, mate. Oh,
you're not that fat.
You're very handsome, by the way.
Okay.
What day is it in Australia?
It's Friday night. So it's good timing, actually. It's almost 9 o'clock, 9 p.m.
Are you going to have a drink?
Not tonight.
And because it's near midnight earlier, can you tell us, did you know, does Lawrence Fox, does he get fired by GB News? Obviously, you're 12 years ahead. What's the outcome of that? Do you know what happened?
You know why? Anyone at that joint probably should be fired anyway. Just shut the whole operation down. You know how it is.
Yes. Aye. You know, great, if Dado got offered a show on GB News, I think he'd take it.
He's everywhere. He's the media man. He's everywhere these days. So.
He is the media man. That's a good new gimmick for you, Grado, the media man.
Well, that was Howard Stern's thing, wasn't he? King of all media.
Aye.
Just before you go, what kind of dinners do you get in Australia? Like, what? Like, we have mince and tatties, and I couldn't tell you what Australians, what do Australians eat?
Traditional, we got everything. That's the thing, we got everything here. Like, I mean, if you want to go real traditional, I guess, like, you just like steak, barbecue, really. It's nothing really specific.
Do you get baked tatties in Australia?
What the hell's that?
A baked potato, a jacket potato.
Yeah, but it's not a super common thing. But I'm like, my background's Italian, so we don't. It's not really a thing we have ever done. But here's every different type of cuisine. So it's like, man, whatever you want. You want to go Thai, Indian, whatever.
I've just always thought that Australia is just like a Warren Stevenson. Like I've never. Do you know what I mean? I don't see what is Australia. Do you get what I mean by that?
Well, my wife lived in Australia for years, and she
she fucking loved it, man. She said it was, the lifestyle was nice, and I think she lived in Sydney. You know.
Do you get snakes and tarantulas in your house?
No, but in the local area, they do that every now and again when it gets a bit hot. There's a snake warning, but it's not a common thing. Let's just
say. I couldn't handle that. Unfortunately,
I mean, it just reminds me. Have you seen the Ultimate Warrior and the Jake the Snake where Ultimate Warrior is kicking the snakes around in the room?
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that what it's like in Australia? I've always thought that's what Australia was like.
Mm-hmm. On the way to work, you know, that's how it is. You got to get out the front door. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, man, listen, that was a great performance. You obviously know your stuff, but you did not win our wages this week. Best back to... Who's in the house with you?
My wife and my daughter, but they've all gone to bed. But probably, I'm probably waking them up, but that's all right.
Where are you for a job just before you leave? What's your job?
Oh man, sometimes I don't even want to say it, but I teach. So
beautiful. What do you teach?
I teach a language. I teach Italian.
Beautiful, mate. That's a noble calling. Teaching, by the way. A noble calling.
Oh, it's very noble. Yeah. I don't know how many breakdowns I've had since, but that's all right.
I've got respect for anybody that takes their time out to teach the youths.
To enhance other people's lives in a genuine fashion and know what we do, which is disgusting. Right, mate, thank you so much for coming on. Spread your love to your family. Have a great sleep and have a great weekend, pal, right?
Cheers, boys. Good to have you back. See you.
Yeah, thank you, man. Bye-bye. I'm going to get so much heat for spending so much time out here with you, you know that?
What a lovely man, by the way. He is. Right, listen, that's it for Wrestling Daft. He did not win our wages, thank God, because let me tell you, we need every penny. Get on that Patreon. If you want us to stick about, get on the Patreon, and, you know, and then we can turn jobs down. If you want to hire me and Grado for a corporate gig, remember, at least $2,000 each, but you'll have the best night of your life. We guarantee it. Clay's half and all that. Big Diddy's out. The lot. John, it's been an absolute pleasure. It's been great to be back. What a laugh I've had. I've actually had a great laugh.
I know, I needed that. La 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 la.
John, fucking don't get steaming this weekend, right?
I won't.
Because I bet you lost off your Sunday through that as well.
Well, I went to see the National on Sunday night as well, and that was another story. Jesus.
The National Front?
No, the National, the band.
The band, the National, right, band, sorry. National.
Kind of band that you would like, Rab.
Listen, it's no, actually. No, funnily enough, my daughter was away later on as well. Was away
there you go.
Okay, right, well, Grado, up the road, it's yourself. John, up the road, it's yourself, up the road. Grado?
11! Is that what we say? No, up the road!
It's yourself.
It's yourself, up the road. Woo!